Ein Zayinam and Aleph, Amalei Rabbah, so Rabbah is responding back to Abaya's Taina on Rabbah's statement. Rabbah said that you could be Medaika in the Mishnah that the Motiyayin, the Shear, is a. Once you make the assumption that the ratio is three parts water to one part wine, since the Mishnah says the Chayav on a Mashke, you need a Revius. Over here it's saying obviously a different shear, so it has to be the shear which would allow you to produce a revius of wine, which is a quarter of a revius. So that was Rabbah's statement. So Abaya said, first of all, the ratio you see for the Mishnah Nida is 1 to 2, not 1 to 3. And number 2, if you tell me that the Chiyuv is for, because this item is Choshev, so this item is Choshev. Tell me this chiyuv is because this is how you get a revius, but you don't have the revius yet. So how are you chayiv? The water is still back in the pitcher. So how could you be chayiv? So Amalei Rabbah. So Rabbah says back to Abaya to respond to Abaya's 2 points. Hodeka Marta, that which you said, Shnei Chalke Mayim Echad Yayin, in a Yayin Hashirani. You asked me from the Mishnah Nida, which says the proportion is two parts water to one part wine. Yain Hashirani is lechud. That's different to Rafi because that's a softer wine, and that's why you can't do it 1 to 3. You have to do it 1 to 2. One answer, Inami. Alternatively, Hasa Mishum Chazusa. Latama Boy Tve. Over there, the issue is we're trying to describe a color of dam, which is considered red. So if you take this wine and you mix it with two parts of water, that is the color of dam that is tame. That's for color. Well, the time when it comes to flavor, boy, today you need more water. So that mission is not really relevant to our discussion. What was Abaya's title? Because the Lashon of the Mishnah was there, Yain Hamosug. It sounded like this is like the standard. Mishnah was trying to use something which is a standard color and describe as Yain Hamosug. So that's strange. It should be a different amount than the regular amount. But Rabbah's point is that, With the Kamar to Mayim, Mikad, Umitstar from Mayim, still in the Kad, Bikad, and what gish do you have? You have the word bikad or mikad?
Mikad.
Mikad, okay. The water is still in the pitcher, and how could it mean the starif? And in Shabbos, midi the choshev be'inan v'ha nami ha choshev. It's choshev. Now, I mean, difficult answer. That was exactly what a Bayestina was. Let's see Rashi. Shetu was bedover. The most of the male from Mestiz. That's the reason why you will not be able to prove. You have a Bryce that says that it's a quarter of a revi, it's fine. But to say you could derive it from the Mishnah, it's difficult. Chara de Chamra le Dori Maya El Al Chatrain. The ratio is 1 to 2. We have this nida. Chamisha mari domim tameim heim. There's 5 types of dam which are tame. Uchaminai was kimozuk. Mafarsh b'mishna ukimozuk shemarati l'cho mishnei chalkim ayin bechad yayin. It's ratio of 2 to 1. V'yana shirani shigadu b'sharon shem edinahu, which grows in the area called Sharon. V'oid mayim bechadu mistar.
It says shem edinahu. You saying that it's outside of Israel?
No, it's given as a section. Mayim Bekadim Mistarf. Itaim of the Masis and Yayin, if the logic of the Mishnah is like you're thinking, that is Chayav and Yayin, is Mishum the Lechim Mozig Le, Ve Yerah Lishtiyah Yehebar Revius, when you mix it, and then it'll be when you mix it and then you'll be able to drink it, it'll have a revius. Hashemia ki mapikle adayim loy nimzig main kan shir mayim. It has not been mixed and the water is not here. Should oden bekad main kan shir probably mayim shoden bekad hech mitzar from the chayva. There's no shir yet in the water which is in the kad. How could it be mechayiv? Ella akarach time melab mishum the lischazi lishtiya. The Revius, the logic is not like you're thinking, because this is the way to get to Revius. This is the Baya talking. Kishar Mashkim, who like other Mashkim. Elohachi Shure, Teretz says this is the Shir Chiyuv by Yayin. The same way the Shir Chiyuv by Dvash is Kossis, the Shir Chiyuv for Yayin is this amount. But not that you're Chai, because this is the equivalent of as if you had a Revius. In other words, Rabba's argument was, this is the same way of having a revius. The Baya says, it's not true. You don't have a revius. Teretz, you don't need a revius to be chayiv. And according to my calculation, a quarter of a revius, when you mix it together, you won't get a revius. Because the ratio, it's going to be 2-1, you'll end up with 3/4 of a revius, not a full revius. But you're chayiv anyway. So Rabbi said back, the Rafi is rock, it's soft. Yami Hasim Hashem Chazusa, Nochet, Lay. And he Nami, the Dori, Al-Khad, Tlas, even though normally the relationship is 1-3. But Taima, when it comes to flavor, Maris Tam, Oy Havi, Ala Mishnei Chalokim, Mayim, Ve'echad Yain. The color of wine, which is necessary for that Mishnah, the color of Dam, which is necessary for that Mishnah, it, when you compare it to wine, it has to be 2-1. Yoy beitve, if you put more water in, dam hadam aloy, said blood which would look like that, is kadam yorik ubatar, would have a din of dam yorik, which is tor. A yellowish yorik, can mean you refer to as like a yellow. It has the same thing like dam yorik, which is, and therefore it's tor. So Rabbi says back, the chiyuv is for chashivas. Hachashiv the chashiv tzufi be'mayim, because you could add in the water. Again, so the second the Rabbi's response to Baya's first point still needs hezra, because Abaya's point was that the Shir Chiyuv has nothing to do with the fact that it's equivalent to Revius. The Shir Chiyuv is because even if we won't produce Revius, we have a Chashivus to a certain amount, and that's enough to be Chayiv. So his response back is the chiyuv is because of so what's Rabbi's response back? So basically Rabbi's response back is, I agree with you on that point. That wasn't my point. I'm saying but if in general the normal shear for chashivus is revius, so mistarba this year also some shach is to revius.
I mean, isn't when Baye says the od mayim bechad mitzarf, and isn't he saying that you need a revis? And Rabba's response is no, you need something that's chashiv.
The Baye's saying you don't need revis. The Motziyan can see the curse. We shouldn't say revis.
So when Baye says here mayim bechad mitzarf.
I hold the reason why this is the shear, it's the same thing like shemen or dvash. There's a shear. Not because the result will be a revius at the end. But you're trying to medak from the Mishnah that the lum this is, betzim the shear for mashkim is a revius. And yain should only be chayiv because it's a revius. It's not really a revius. But since it's a roi, it will become a revius. It's like you're chayiv as if it's a revius. So Bai says it's not a revius. That's a bias time. You don't have a revius here. Teres says the shear over here is not chayiv because it's a revius. It's the talk about, you don't need a revius to be chayiv. That's what Rashi touches, right? It's not because eventually be a revius. Because it's not a revius yet. No, that's not the reason. What's the this is the cheer. It cheer is today with the Kemazigas cut. That's shot in the mission. Even though when you mix it together, it won't be a revius. The chib is not because of revius. Rabbi Kimbal says, listen, here's the kind. All mashkim are revius. The bash is because it's used for other things. But anything which is for drinking, the shears are revius. Okay? So how can I make chayiv unless revius? Teretz says this is the equivalent of a revius. But Bai says it's not. So why is it chayiv? Because you don't need a revius. So Rabbi's answer is, well, Teretz says this is chasha by itself. So Rabbi's answer is, yeah, because it's a chasha by itself. That's an interesting conversation. So Teretz is sort of touches on the kasha. Right? He says, at the end of the day, so the B'chosin Rabbi Rava is, Rava ties the Cheshivas to Revius still, because since this could produce a Revius, therefore it has a Cheshivas now, and therefore it's a riot to his point that it will produce a Revius. And Rabbi says, no, it's a Cheshivas that stands by itself. And attack, it won't produce a Revius, because it's only Reshav 1 to 2. The Cheshivas has nothing to do with the Revius B'chlal. The bias Tana was, well, once you tell me it's because of Cheshivas, Mehecha takes its toll on Revius at all. Rabbi's argument is going to be that's not Mistarva. It's still Mistarva that of every other mashke in the world, when it comes, so water is Chayiv, Kelo Shebehen Tekila, because Tarek said there's water which is used with things besides drinking. Everything else, but yain is only used for drinking. Drinking the shurma revius. So how you chayim unless teres? It must be this has a cheshivas equivalent to revius because it can produce revius. That's Rava's response. Okay. Tana. Raisa says yavesh. If you have wine which is congealed, if the water has evaporated out and it becomes like a solid, because ice, David of Nos. And the shear to be chayiv on that is a kazayis. Rashi says, well, we'll see the fulfilling of more. The more says that because revius, when a revius which congeals turns into a kazayas. So you start with a revius, you end up with a kazayas. So Rashi says, the shear for yain is a quarter of a revius. That's true only when, because it's right to be moizigit. But over here, by Yavish, it's not right to be moizigit. So you have you need a full revius, which will translate into a kazayas. Rabbi Yosef Lamer says, Rabbi Nelson, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda, Omer to Omer the Rech. They both said the same thing. Rabbi Nelson, Hod Hamoran, Rabbi Huda, what is that? The Tanya, Rabbi Huda, Omer, Shisha, the Worm, Mikula, Beshami, Mechon, Vesilo, made a list of six things which they had in Masar, six things which Beshami was Mechel, and Vesilo was Machmer. And one of them is Dam the Vela. Meshamim the Taharin, the Vesilim the Taman. We know Basra the Vela is Matame, is Dam the Vela Matame. Meshamim says, no. Omer of Yosef Rehuda, Av Kishatima Beisela, even though Beisela said Dam the Vela is Tame, it's like Basra. We know the Shear for Tuma by Basra is a Kazayas. But Tuma Ella Bedam Sheshba Revius. The only time it's going to have it in Tuma if it has Dam Nevela, blood of a dead animal which has Revius. Why? Hel Beyachol Likroy Shmolam Alakazayis. Because when a revius of dam, well, would the liquid evaporate out, you'd end up with a kazayas. So you see, he also connects that the revius and a kazayas have the same amount. So, from Nosson by wine, and Rashi Yehuda by dam, both said that the relationship of a revius and a kazayas are the same thing. So Amr Abayas, Abayas said to Rabbi Yosef, no, Zimmer Lohi, maybe it's not, that's not, they're not the same. I'd come to come Rabbi Nosson Hacha, the boy Revius, El Abayayin, the Kolish. You're telling me that their math is a Revius produces a Kazayas. Wine, which is not so thick, when it evaporates, you need a revius of wine to start with to get a kazayas at the end. Yeah, it's kolish, it's thin. Al badam, the somach, but blood, which is thicker, kazayas, well, boy revius. I can tell you, if you want, need the sheer for tuma is a kazayas. Maybe you don't need a revius to get a kazayas. So Reb Nosson, who said by wine, would not necessarily agree to Rabbi Yehuda by dam. In Ami, I can't recover rest of Yehuda Hossam, the Kazayas, Sagale Berevius, Elabit Dam, the Summit. The rest of Yehuda spoke about Dam. He said, blood, which is thicker, when you start out with a Revius, you'll end up with a Kazayas. But the rest of Yehuda might tell you, Abayayin, the Kolish, Kazayas, Habayasim Revius. To get a Kazayas of to get a kazayas worth of yayin, we need more than revius to condense into it. So the shear, but since the shear b'chiyev is revius, so the amount to be chayav and Shabbos might be less than a kazayas. It's according to this argument, if a person would take out less than a kazayas, he'd also be chayiv. So, I said, I don't see that necessarily the parallel that you're saying is correct. We're not discussing shura tumah shura shabbos. You're discussing a relationship, a physical relationship between a revius and a kazayas. You're saying that the by Shabbos the amount you tell me it is a revius. Well, I'm telling you a kazayas is a revius. He's telling me that over here the shear tumah is a kazayas. I'm telling you a revius is a kazayas. So he's saying kazayas is a revius. He's saying revius is a kazayas. So they're saying the same thing. Sorry, what? Right. Because Rabbi Yehuda wasn't talking about yain, he was talking about dam. But Rabbi Yehuda came along and said, I'm connecting the statement that Rabbi Nosson said and Rabbi Yehuda said are the same thing. I mean, they're really flip side of each other, really, right? But they're saying the same point. The Rebbe Yosef Yehuda is starting about a case where the shear is a kazayas. It's telling you, by the way, revius is the equivalent of a kazayas. And also starting about a case where the shear is a revius. It's telling you, by the way, a kazayas is equivalent of a revius. We're both discussing a physical reality. Rebbe Yosef Yehuda got up one day and gave a halacha in Hilchos Dam and said the relationship between a kazayas and revius by dam. He gave a shear gavi yain as the relation revius and a kazayas by yain, but they both said a revius and a kazayas are the same thing. So that's from Joseph's point, right? So Bruce is saying that he sees two tenorim both seeing this relationship between a kazayas and a revius. I mean, they were both discussing different points. You're right, but this part of the statement is parallel. Why is it not? Because the physical relationship between the two is not necessarily going to be parallel. So Rashi, Yavish is Yain Kurish. Yeah. I mean, regressive, there's no rebuttal for regressive? Is that your problem?
It seemed to kind of end abruptly.
I'm sorry, I'm not getting it. What did I do wrong? What did Mara do wrong? Okay. Takrashi Yavish is Yain Kurish, the second wide line. So the shear for Hutzor and Shabbos of Yain, which is Kurish, which is congealed, is Bekazais. The Mikora Habibe Revius. Kazais started out with a Revius originally. And that's the Shirhi, Bekurish. Revius Shleiman Binan, the Lav Bar Maziga. You can't add in water. So the shear for Chiyuv has to be with a full Revius. But a Kazayis is a Revius.
What would they do with this? Yeah.
Kurish? I don't know. I guess they would eat it. And, you know, they would have it as a, I don't know whether that, you know. No, because Russell's question is, if you can mix it back up, so why can't you add water? Unless you thought, even if you mix it back up, you can reconstitute it, but it doesn't mix well with the water to the point that you can do mezigah to it. He doesn't mean that these are the only six. The Kati Tubi, because there are many more. Ella, what the story was the following. Kishenichosu, the Karen B'Yavna, they arrived in Karen B'Yavna, V'Ido, Kolechad, Rechad, Aloysa, Shabiyodoy, B'Mesethas, Edios, Hoyer, B'Huda, Al-Hedu. So they were setting themselves over there. They wanted to clarify certain points. So they got together, everybody giving over the Masura on the points that they had heard. And these are the six that Rabbi Huda gave over B'Masura. Shamatarim, the Enu Kibosir Latami Vinuela Bekazayas. It doesn't have a din of Basir Nevela, so it has no Tuma. Beloy Taras Mashkin, the Tuma Kala. So the first Pshat Rashi says is, Misham is Matara totally. It has no din Tuma, neither as Dam Nevela, there's no din Tuma as a mashka, which accepts tuma. The linear, that's the pshat I guess from his rebbeim. So Rashi, linear the high the misham and mitarim mitumas nevela luchuda kamer shleitame odom. This is not bosser; it cannot cause tuma. Avot tuma kal yeshbei, but it will accept tuma as a mashka, and. So it touched Basar Nevela, so it has Tuma in it, but it's a Rishon. So if it's a Rishon, it cannot be Matama Adam Mekalim, it'll be Matama Echel Mashka. Mesil says Tame. So he says the same thing. Because you take Revius, it'll congeal down to a Gazayas. True Shir Nevela, the Tami Odom, that's the Shir Nevela. So Revius will be is it equivalent to a Kazayas, and that's the Shir Tum. They're saying when it's a liquid, it's a Revius, it'll be a Kazayas when it's a Yavish. Ah, can look over Nosan Hacha, the Kazayas Yavish by Revius. The Kazayas of Yavish needs Revius to Lach. But Revius Lach, like a Kazayas Yavish, Revius will not produce a Kazayas. Kedekamer, the Kazayas Kurish, Habibay Revius. Revius, when congealed, will produce a Kazayas. That's by Elabiyayin the Kolish. Shulach, Rav Novche, since it's thinner, when it's liquid, it'll have more value. kosher misyabish nitzma klishir katan. And when all of the liquid goes out, it'll dry up to a very small amount. So there, the relationship is revised to a gazayis. Avodam kashulach havi somach. Blood, when it's dry, excuse me, when it's wet, when it's liquid, is thicker, is av, it's thick. The karavli is korish, it's fairly close to being congealed already. Because sheyavish eno nitzmak lishir katan, therefore when it dries out, it doesn't shrivel to a small amount, because it doesn't lose a tremendous amount of liquid. Elamaat, only a little bit, because sheyavish lebar revius lach, therefore to get a kazayas, you will not need a revius. Then the veles matami pachas revius, and therefore the shear to be have it in tuma, which is a kazayas, will not need a revius to be able to produce a kazayas. Okay, something more. Cholov kedei gemiyo. I'm sorry? The truth is, you're asking a good question. In other words, by the case of Dam Nevelo, that's not really the issue. Remember, the shear for Tumah is a kazayis. And so Rabbi Yehuda's come along and saying that Ervi is not a kazayis. But since they function similarly, he's saying that why don't you take a kazayas of dam and that's enough to be tamei? So then he's saying your point that the liquid in it would not be considered. When you get to Shabbos, the kiddush is all the way around. The shear is a revius, not a kazayas. And I'm telling you that a kazayas is equivalent to a revius. You can't say you don't consider the liquid because development. We're talking about mashkim, and mashkim is revius. You know, you can't. Here he's saying a chiddush all the way around that the chashivas of a kazayas of yayin is equivalent to the chashivas of a revius of yayin, which is a very big chiddush. In that sense, you know, the mashkim on revius, you only have a kazayas. It doesn't function. I don't think it functions the same. If you tell me that you can eventually mix it back and make a revius out of it, you can reconstitute it, so I understand, okay. So it has the cheshivas of wine, because the mice, this will give you a revius of wine. And it's like the mayim bekad, we'll start from the question before, that's chashiv enough for that purpose. So, Lachar, you'd have to argue that it's able to reconstitute it. Otherwise, it's very difficult to understand. Cholav kedei gemiyah. Do you pronounce it with is written with an ayin or with an aleph? Give me a swallow. And the pasuk uses the word for hagmeini with an aleph. So we see the correct gears should be with an aleph. I am not sure why Cholov the Shear is post other mashkim the Shear is revius, by Cholov the Shear is smaller. So once we're asking these type of questions, the Mor is going to ask a few similar type of questions like this. Gar Inin, it says you have the word Garin, which is the pit. Is it spelled with an aleph? A garinan with an ayin. Amarava barula v'nigra miarkecha. That the root of the word garinan is something which you throw out. It's not considered really a part of the item. It's going to be subtracted from the item. and that idea is spelled with an ayin. Iboyaluhu. Umumbois, I umumbois. That when you cook it on a fire, it has to be a fire which is by the Korban Pesach, it has to be a fire which is not whispering coals. You know, the coals are just down to a. They're flickering, but it has to be, there's an actual fire there. So, but it uses the word umumbois, we're not sure if you spell it with an olive or with an ayin. Omer Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Pasuk, Arozim Loi Amamuhu Egan Elokim. It was trees which did not. It's actually the word umamois means that what's officially happening is that it's just the coals are just. But basically, what's happening is it's darkening, it's losing its brightness of the fire. So the psukim is the first of Rosim, loy umamuhu. They didn't darken, but not ganalakim. Iboyaluhu, ma'amsin, tanan oy ma'amsin. Referring to the Allah of shutting the mace's eyes. Is it spelled with an aleph or with an ayin? The Pasuk says that he would shut his eyes. Spells with an ayin. This is Rashi. Garin is a grashi mastis in the pirkan de liel chutz bikli pasan and begarinayan with an ayin or with an aleph. V'nigra, v'hagarinin zarkin v'nigroyan mitecha oichol. And the pit is something which is specially discarded, so it's subtracted from the chshivas of the oichol. Umavoy, it's kabbi gecholim masinan lepiket etzon. Mishnah in Sechtes Sochem. So you take gecholim. Yachol umamois, tamar esh, yesh yachol shalhevish. Actually, that I'm sorry, that pasuk is actually referring to Yom Kippur. Gachol yesh, you take a malamah to gachol yesh. So gachol gecholim are when they're coals. Esh is when it's a full fire. So you see the word gecholim can mean umamois. Amamuhu lo hechshikum arisoi liyos heim. They weren't darkened that this other thing should be prettier than that. Ma'amsin, come on, Gabi Naim Shamez, Perak Shoyal. So you say Loshan of Ma'amsin, Ma'amsin is a mace with an aleph or with a nine. Okay.